I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
You remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home.
Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, yeah. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Simon Economides. I'm taking a stab at that, Greg. He didn't give us a pronouncer. Economides, I don't know. It's a beautiful musical name. Thank you, Simon, and thanks for your support. Every listener who joins us on Patreon at whatever amount helps keep the show going. Now, the two of us have so much music we are always eager to talk about. Can't cram it all into one weekly hour-long podcast and a public radio show across the nation. So we have these bonus podcasts. When we've got a song we're eager to share with you and to talk about, we add it to the Desert Island Jukebox. Greg, give us a little hint of what you're going to play today.
All I'm going to say, Jim, is I'm going to Mars.
We'll hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. Greg, what are you doing on Mars?
I'm going to Mars in terms of Mars Williams. Late, great Mars Williams, unfortunately, I have to say. Died November 20th at age 68. Anybody who covered music in Chicago over the last 30, 40 years knew Mars Williams. Mm-hmm. He was everywhere, it seemed. Just a real mainstay of Chicago music and got worldwide recognition with it. I mean, some people may know the fact that he toured with the Psychedelic Furs and recorded with the Waitresses, that Akron, Ohio post-punk band, which...
rapping, yeah, it's a standard of this season.
Absolutely. And Mars did, you know, he was a classic sideman, you know, Billy Idol, The Killers, Ministry, Dirty Projectors, Jerry Garcia, but also the stuff that he was doing in Chicago, mostly in a jazz realm, you know, he was with working with Hal Russell's NRG Ensemble, Ken Vandermark, people of that ilk. He started out through an academic route. He was playing in the school band, you know, he was coming out of the Chicago suburbs. And then, you know, he met these guys in the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians. And he goes, no, that's a lot cooler.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang out with these guys. So he was mentored by people like Anthony Braxton and Roscoe Mitchell.
Well, coming through that lineage that starts with Sun Ra's Orchestra, right?
Yeah. I mean, amazing tutoring that he was getting as a youngster, working his way up as a saxophonist. Talk about a high-energy guy. He was everywhere. He seemed to be in a half-dozen bands all at once, all the time. Liquid Soul is the project I think he's most associated with. That's the group he founded. This whole acid jazz scene was starting to burst through in the 90s, kind of a mixture of hip-hop, funk, dance music, jazz. Mars's vision for that took it to another level. It could be kind of cool and clubby, you know, music for hipsters. The way Mars Williams, envisioned it, it's going to be really in your face. It's going to be aggressive. He had that approach to the way he wrote songs and the way he played them. And so basically a collection of Chicago all-stars, people like Frankie Hill and Jesse De La Pena on the decks. They would do everything from like covering Coltrane and Wayne Shorter to playing with hip-hop turntable scratching. Hmm. They were all over the map musically, but they wrote songs based around this amalgam of influences that they had with Mars, kind of the primary songwriter, doing a lot of the producing and the mixing as well. It was very much Mars Williams' band. Where to start? They released a half dozen records. The self-titled debut is as good a place as any to start. I think their vision came through very clearly in that self-titled 1996 debut, Liquid Soul, because much of it is recorded live, and you saw how incredibly tight this band was, even as they were playing this very aggressive brand of acid jazz. Great band, led by a great saxophonist visionary.
You know, you're talking about live, such an exuberant force on stage.
Oh, yeah.
The joy was evident any time Mars Williams and his sax were in one place at one time.
He seemed to radiate energy.
Yes.
You know, even when you talk to him, Mars was like a mile-a-minute kind of guy. You know, it was like he was always, you know, just enthused about what he was doing at any given time. Here's a track called New E from the Liquid Soul self-titled debut album from 1996 in tribute to Mars Williams, who died at the age of 68 on Sound Opinions. That is New E from Mars Williams and Liquid Soul, his group that he is most associated with among many groups that he was a part of over the last three decades. We're going to miss Mars incredibly.
A fitting tribute, Greg. And that wraps up this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, we're always happy to have sponsors. Email us at soundopinions.org. Sound Opinions, as always, is produced by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Max Hatlam. Social media is handled by Katie Cott.